the direct influence of Hilda Charlton on the work I do today. You're listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire at yogaofalignment.com, where you get bite-sized applications of Law of Attraction, giving you the tools you need to manifest the desires of your heart in all areas of your life. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. Email me directly at rebbe@yofa.net or drop by the website yogaofalignment.com. Today's short excerpt is from a Yofa Remote Energy Healing Workshop. Sign up for the next free healing session at theyogaofalignment.com.
I'd like to talk to you today about something, another thing that I've never really, I don't think I've talked about this before. And, you know, I've been doing this yoga of alignment, yoga thing for really many, many years now. And I just do what I do. I just kind of do it. And I don't usually really talk to you guys very much about where it's all coming from, what I'm doing. And in fact, it was years before I even revealed that I was a chiropractor. I just do what I do. But for some reason with this call, I, again, felt guided to communicate to you some of the various levels of healing energy that are coming to you when I work with you, either in a group like this or doing the remote sessions that I do or individual sessions, whatever. I think it's of value to share some of this because the more you can understand the different dimensions of energy awareness and the different angles that they're coming from, I think the more you can engage your conscious mind and pull in any associations that maybe have more personal value for you in your unique situation, in your personality, your relationships, and whatever problem you brought here to clear. So there's way more than we can do on this call, but today what I want to do is I want to give you one of the earliest ingredients in my journey as a healer, which began in a somewhat focused way when I was a teenager. At least that's when it began consciously and deliberately. So I just want to share a little bit of this with you so that you have some context for what we're doing here. So I started doing some massage and energy work, and I was guided by, informally. I didn't take any classes or anything. I was guided informally by teachers and healers who I knew, the most important of which was Hilda. Now, you may have heard me talk about her before. Maybe you know of her. You can find out more about Hilda at hildacharlton.com. So she was a great healer and holy lady who had a huge influence on me. And it was in her satsang meetings, meditation classes, back in the early 1970s, when maybe many of you were not born yet. I was still in high school. And this is where I began opening to an experience of divine love. First of all, it was a very difficult time in my life, which I'm not going to go into right now, but in my family, there was a lot going on. It was very, very difficult. And this sense of divine love was like a clear and palpable sensation. When in the meditations that we did, my whole body would often shake uncontrollably during these meditations. And so it's not like Hilda actually taught me any healing techniques, but as I was learning the spiritual path that she was teaching, indirectly, I was learning something about healing from her. And I also had this intense experience of having been healed by her remotely. I didn't even know she was doing it. My sister told her something was going on with me, and all of a sudden, it was gone, and I called my sister. I was like, hey, I'm better. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just talked to Hilda and asked her to, you know, work on you. So this was such a noticeable and profound experience that it gave me, like from a pretty young age, a firm knowing that physical distance is no barrier in the healing process. So that, you know, look at how much effect that has had in my life. So Hilda often came to our apartment And so there was also this time when Hilda brought with her another healer into our home. And I don't remember his name or his face. I don't remember really anything about him except that he was tall and large and he had a strong presence. He was kind of intimidating to me. I was like, I don't know, he felt like a very big deal. I think maybe because Hilda was brought him in to help her. So I was like, oh my goodness, who is he, right? And so as he was leaving, like just before he walked out the door, he showed me how to use my hands for healing others. And that, whatever that was, whatever that exchange was, it was important for me, and it has evolved into much of what I do now. Now, you got to realize this was like somewhere around 50 years ago. So I don't remember hardly any of it. I don't remember the details. It doesn't even matter. These early ingredients in the recipe of the work that I now offer you are probably among the most important because I was so young and impressionable that these experiences carved deep grooves in me, and they've just been elaborated on and expanded on over the years. But those first core experiences were really gifts to me in this lifetime. I don't know why they came to me, where they came to me from, but they were gifts. And at that time, I was also in the field of influence of another very important teacher who opened me to Zen and Tibetan Buddhism and Taoism and working with the I Ching as an oracle. This was a very, very spiritually explosive time in my life, and I was a kid, I was a teenager. So as you might imagine, when I hear people talk about their teenage years, or I see like TV shows or movies about like high school and stuff, I really can't relate. I was so busy at that time, really unbeknownst to me, laying down the groundwork for what would become my life's work. And I was not doing typical high school things. So this was a time in my life where it's like almost like there's a direct line from then to now and the work that I'm doing. And I did a lot of things in between, and they all contribute to, and I can talk to you about them, and some of them would seem really important in terms of healing, like I became a chiropractor and all that, and they are. And maybe another time, if we get together like this and do more things like this, I'll tell you more stories. But basically, what I wanted to share with you is that some of the things that I bring are like, oh yeah, I learned this in a seminar. Like I just learned that opening sacred space thing and I just shared it with you, boom, immediately, right? But some of these things that I bring to you have been cooking in me for a really, really, really long time. And the things that I learn and that I bring in, I do that because they're resonant and they fill in some of the gaps. And they add words, and they add a way for me to communicate to you. So they're not just some abstract thought in my mind. It's a way for me to actually, you know, kind of press through the medium between us so that you get something that other cultures have already worked out, a way to communicate this or to create the experience. So if I had to distill down what I got from Hilda, you know, I want to have Hilda's contribution to my evolution really primary here today. I want her influence really strong today. And if I had to distill down what I got from her over the years, for the time when I was physically with her, going to her classes, and all the years afterwards, as it's been just sort of like working in me, The one word that I would say is love, and that's love with a capital L synonymous with God.
If you enjoy the content of this podcast, I think you're going to love the Yofa Meditation Center. It's an online membership where you learn Yofa meditation for spiritual awareness, for healing, and for manifestation. And if you sign up during our current promotion, you'll only pay half price. Use the coupon code PODCAST50 to get 50% off for as long as you continuously stay a member. Go to theyogaofalignment.com yofa.org/meditation to begin the transformation. I'll see you there.
Thank you so much for listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. If you listen to this through a click-to-play option, please consider subscribing to our podcast. You can look up Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire in the iTunes directory or follow the directions at yogaofalignment.com. You can receive remote healing sessions to support all aspects of your life. Monthly memberships available at alignmentforhealing.com. Join us next time for another bite-sized application of Law of Attraction so that you can more joyfully manifest the desires of your heart.